Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump will formally accept his party's nomination for a second term in a speech tonight at the Republican National Convention. The four-day event has featured some big names, but several Massachusetts political figures are notably absent. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports now on what that says about the GOP under Trump.
Governor Charlie Baker has won two terms and boasts a 70% favorability rating in a deep blue state, which makes him the kind of standout who'd typically be featured at a Republican National Convention as evidence of the GOP's broad appeal. But has he even been invited to his party's quadrennial showcase?
I haven't been, and honestly, I'm a lot more focused on what's going on in Massachusetts right now.
That was Baker at a news conference this week. He's one of many prominent Republicans who fit the classic mold of a convention speaker, but who've clashed with Trump and are on the sideline. These gaps in the party's primetime TV lineup have stood out to Swampscott selectman Ed Lyons, a moderate Republican activist and writer.
Who is not there is as important a story as who is there. The National Party as a culture is not interested in people like me or Governor Baker or a bunch of others. We're simply not welcome.
Barring a surprise appearance by Bob Dole, the RNC won't include any former presidential nominees. This after Democrats trotted out five past standard bearers to support Joe Biden at their convention last week. You won't see George W. Bush backing Trump, and certainly not the 2012 Republican nominee either.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer.
This, of course, is former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, now a senator from Utah.
Is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did.
Romney was the only Republican who voted to remove Trump from office during an impeachment trial in February. And then there's Bill Weld, another former Massachusetts governor who challenged Trump in this year's Republican primary. Runners-up often get convention speaking slots and urge their supporters to set aside hard feelings and vote for the ticket, but not Weld.
No, I've said right along that I would never support Donald Trump to be reelected president of the United States.
Weld says that Trump's alienation of moderates like him, Romney, and Baker shows how dramatically the party has narrowed under the president's leadership. That could add to the challenge of growing the party in a blue state like Massachusetts. But Amy Carnevale, a convention delegate from Marblehead, told WBUR's Morning Edition this week that the president's style could appeal to more swing state voters than polls indicate.
Given the number of people that we found 4 years ago who did not respond to polls and who tended to be Trump supporters, I think we're going to see even a larger margin of victory this time around.
Re-election might vindicate Trump, but suppose the president who's come to define the Republican Party loses in November. Weld thinks the GOP would be left in shambles because it's become so much about one man and his family. Seven Trumps have speaking roles at the convention.
There's going to need to be a reconstruction effort or a construction of a new second party. I'm not even sure I would choose the name Republican for it. And it'll consist of moderate Republicans, moderate Democrats, some practical libertarians, some people representing the environmentalist point of view. And that would be, I think, an appealing party.
Weld says he may help build a new party even if Trump wins. This week's convention is making clear that prototypical Massachusetts Republicans and others who are socially moderate and fiscally conservative don't fit easily into the national GOP. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.